UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Leaked.
Oh, no.
From one of their OnlyFans, LOL.
Oh, no.
And James Strebel.
there can only be one of two people. And it's, wow. Oh, wow. That's what you thought. Jeez. Can I see it?
Yeah,
you don't mind? I thought they took. OnlyFans cleaned up a little bit. I didn't think that's salacious material. Wow. Hey.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right. Saturday, tomorrow, Brewers at Reds, 3:40 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. White Sox at Astros, 3:30 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And then on Sunday, Father's Day, Brewers at Reds, 1:10 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. College World Series prelims, that's to be announced. That's 1:40 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And then White Sox at Astros, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. So that's your weekend set on our stations here in ESPN Louisville. Now, Father's Day is this Sunday, Ethan, as I'm sure you have that circled on your calendar. Excited? I'm sure you're excited about it, as I am. Are you the type of dad that wants his dinner either made for him, or you go out to eat on Father's Day? Are you the type of dad that says it's Father's Day, dad's got the meal, dad's got the grill, or whatever it may be?
I'm a little bit of both. We usually go out for brunch, and then I'll cook something or grill something for dinner that evening. So a little bit of both.
Yeah, I like I'm very similar to you. I like my wife to make breakfast for me, and then kind of the deal usually is I guess like do whatever I want during the day. So sometimes I'll go maybe to a sports bar or something and just hang out and drink a beer or two and relax. And I'll come home and take a nap or something like that. But then yes, I myself like to get on the grill as well in the afternoon and make dinner for the entire family. It's how I relax. It's one of my contributions to the family, if you'd say. It's an important part of being a dad for me. So that's kind of how it goes for me as well. So happy Father's Day to everybody this weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy your time. Update here real quick. It's the bottom of the seventh College World Series. Oklahoma is now up 12-7. Texas A&M mounting a comeback. It was 12-4. A&M, they have one out, they have two on the corners, so there you go. How upset are you that the Cards are not in the College World Series? They're not in Omaha this week.
No, I'm not upset, because for me, when I talk about UofL sports, how I gauge success is did they play to their seeding. And this Louisville baseball team played to their seeding. They were a 12th overall national seed, and they made it to the Super Regionals, which is the final, the Sweet 16, if you will.
Right.
So, no, they played to their seeding. Texas A&M was the favorite, and they battled. They competed. They just didn't seize the opportunities to win the game. They're going to need to improve their middle relief, although the pitching was not what undid the Cards down there in College Station.
It was all the strikeouts and the outs.
Yes, it was their lack of timely hitting. But, I mean, this was a great season for Louisville. And what the Cards do under Dan McDonnell is get to the Super Regional. They've had five College World Series appearances. So, yeah, I was happy with the season. I think that they played to their seeding, and I'm happy with the year they've had. I know that certainly the program, the staff, and the players aren't happy with losing 0-2 to A&M. But they'll be back, and they'll be in the discussion for the College World Series next season.
Would you agree that with all of that talent, that at some point Dan McDonnell has to win a national title?
Yes.
You like what I did there?
Yeah. I mean, no. Listen. The argument's the same with the coach, with the team up the road. Yeah, at some point, sure.
Some point, Dan, you got to win the big one. All that MLB talent. Let's go. Dan McDonnell. Get it done. What are you doing over there? What are you doing there, Jim Patterson?
No. You don't have to ask, what are you doing over there? He's built the program. He's the boss man of that program. But, yes, at some point, I would like for Louisville baseball to win a national championship. But when you have a coach that has built the program up to where it is today, 100% of the NCAA tournament wins, 100% of the College World Series appearances and wins, and 99% of the NCAA tournament appearances, it's different than comparing him solely to Calipari at UK, because they've had other coaches that have won titles.
Now, did you know that I've actually shaken the hand of Dan McDonnell?
Yeah, because you took your class out there, right?
Yeah, through the first pitch.
A baseball game?
Yes, and he didn't.
Look at that!
He didn't,
And did you throw your L's up after that?
No, I did not. I was wearing neutral colors. No. I threw out the first pitch. I went and I shook the hand of Dan McDonnell and the rest of the team, and he had no idea that I was a BBN troll, which is the best part about it.
have you been to Louisville football or basketball games? You're not that guy that wears UK stuff to Louisville games when they're not playing Kentucky.
No, I do not. I don't do that. Right. No, I went to.
Oh,
I was at
the ultimate pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I see you on Twitter. I know. And there were a few at the at Jim Patterson when Michigan was there. I don't know. I'm sure you saw it on TV, but there were some Cats fans in attendance while the Cars were battling in the regional.
The obsession is strong.
What can I say? So I went to the a basketball game this season. I was in a suite, and I wore neutral colors. I was at the Furman game, and I look. This is gonna make you mad, but I think you like me, so it won't be too bad. Okay, are you ready for this? All right. So I was in a suite.
Maybe.
All right. It was the Furman game, right?
And oh, so great. The Palladians.
Well, that was when we all kind of like saw that, okay, this team's in trouble. Like this team might not be good when they lost to Furman. So I'm in the suite, and I'm being good for the most part. Like, I'm not booing. I'm not, you know, I'm not laughing or anything like that. I'm just in the suite and hanging out. And as you know, up there, there are TVs. There are TVs in every suite. And so while the Louisville game's going on, Kentucky was playing at the same time. I had Kentucky on the TV.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, I had Kellen and I were watching the Kentucky game while Louisville was playing Furman. So I'd go out and I'd watch Louisville play for a little bit. Then I'd go in, I'd watch Kentucky play for a little bit. And then when I was at the
– And then you stayed out there and watched Louisville lose because you knew they were going to lose.
I did.
You wanted to soak up the loss.
Yes, yeah. 100%. When I knew that the game was almost over and Louisville was, in fact, going to lose, I did hang out and I watched the end of the game there.
I bet you did.
Yes. Yeah. And then I went to a football game this season, too, because I took Kellen to Big Blue Madness. It was just the two of us, like a little father-son trip. Went to Lexington, ate at the KS Bar. Ethan, you know, there's a seat for you anytime you want to show up. There's a seat right at the bar for Ethan Moore. So I took Kellen to Big Blue Madness, and I got home, and my younger son, Wyatt, who's 8, he was like, when are you going to take us to something? He's like, Ellie and I don't like Kentucky. We like Louisville. When do we get to go? And so I felt
great
terrible.
Great question.
Yeah, no, it was a good question on his part. So I was like, I was a little bit taken aback. And I said, what do you want to do? He's like, I want to go watch a football game. And so I was like, okay, all right. So I had to find...
What game was it?
Well, I had to find Kentucky's bye week. Because I do the Kentucky post game show here on ESPN 680 1057. And it was Boston College was the game that we went to. That was the bye week. And so a friend of mine, he has season tickets. Shout out, Terry. He has season tickets. And so like, I actually bought tickets. But he texted me and he was like, hey, when you get to the game, they're not really selling out. So if you want to come down and sit with us in the end zone, you can. So I brought the family down. We sat with him in the end zone. Little did
the
I know.
The end zone suites?
No, not the suites. Just like
just the end zone. Okay.
Yeah, near the field. They're like three or four rows up. And so they're really good seats.
Oh, those are great seats.
Yeah, great seats. Yes. He sits next to LJ the Fiasco. so if anyone knows who that is, yeah, he's like right next to him. So anyway.
What up, LJ?
Yeah, so anyway, I didn't know at the time, but there were like spies out there, Ethan. And so someone like knew who I was. They took a picture of me. And of course, they sent it to Andy.
Why wouldn't they?
Yes, but I was again in neutral colors. I was in a black pullover and a Cleveland Browns hat on. I didn't wear Boston College. I didn't wear Kentucky. Of course, my wife's dressed head to toe in Louisville, as are the twins. And then Kellen wore his baseball team gear, like his a hoodie and a hat from his baseball team. So we did the good thing. We didn't show up dressed in blue, Ethan. So there you go.
Good. Well done. I know that there was I can't remember. There was a time where if that was my suite,
yeah,
I don't know if I would have allowed the UK game to be on the suite. So whoever the suite owner was, that very very nice.
They are very nice people. Yes, we actually it was their suite that we went and saw Kid Rock at. So they
did you have the volume turned up for that game?
No.
In the suite?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Well,
No. I try to be respectful everywhere I go. I really do. Like, I understand. Like, I'd be pissed. Like, if I went to Big Blue Madness.
How bad did you try to have to hide that smile when Louisville lost to Furman?
Oh, I didn't hide it. I did. The smile was on full effect. I wouldn't hide anything.
Guys, why is everybody feeling so down? What's the problem?
What's going on? Hey, everybody. This is fine, right? This is fine. Now, just real quick before, because we're going to have the mixtape coming up here in about 15 minutes. Before we transition to the mixtape, we'll get everybody into their weekend. We appreciate you all hanging out with us. Thank you, Ethan, for being on here, doing some summer school today with
me. Thanks for having me.
We talked mostly U of L, UK football in here for the amount of time that we've been on. Obviously, the first part of the show was dedicated to the one and only Mike Pratt, who passed away yesterday. And all of our shows here on ESPN 680 and 93.9 The Ville have all spent time remembering Mike Pratt, giving him his due as not only a Kentucky legend, but as a colleague, but as a person, and just being a wonderful person. So we did that. Please go back to the podcast, listen to the first hour, our thoughts on Mike Pratt and everything that we had to say about him. Just a wonderful man. But before we get to the mixtape, Ethan, I did want to talk football with you. And obviously there are overs and unders out. I don't know if you've seen any of these, but Rick Bozich talked about them yesterday. The line for Louisville, as in the over-under, is 5.5 for Scott Satterfield and his team this season. What do you feel about that number? And if you were, well, you are a betting man, so you can actually do this. You got to come over to my side of the bridge, though, in Indiana to do it, or unless you have some other, ways to do
There's
it.
There's other means.
Other
yeah,
means,
like,
yeah. As a betting man, what do you think about that number? What would you do over and under? I think I know the answer to this question, but please tell me why you would pick the over. What's your justification?
Okay, so there has been other sports books that have increased it to 6.5.
Okay, this is according to FanDuel.
FanDuel, I'd be all over 5.5.
Okay.
I mean, all over the over of 5.5. It's because this. It's because Louisville returns the vast majority of their offense. Yes, they've lost two major receivers, and they're going to have to replace that. Fortunately for Louisville, they're relatively deep at that position there, so I don't expect too much of a drop-off there. On paper, the defense looks to be improved. Now, I think if for me, the questions are, can Louisville's defense improve? Can Brian Brown adjust, make those adjustments that he needs? Because all of the pressure, all of the questions, in my opinion, for Louisville football are directed towards the defense.
Right.
I'm not concerned about the offense. I am concerned in spurts about some of the play calling, but I think the talent is there. The speed is there. The size is there for the most part up front. Now, defensively, the defensive line has a slew of question marks. They have not been consistent since Satterfield has been there. You've seen some glimpses from players like Jelati, Diaby, Lowell, I believe that's a Lole.
Yes, the transfer that you all landed from Arizona State. Yeah, he's a big dude. That's a big dude.
He's going to be counted on to be a huge playmaker there. I think you have some depth with Caleb Banks as well at the nose tackle. There's been some speculation of at least at times Louisville switching out of the 3-4 to a 4-3. I certainly think that should be the defense. I don't want to see any more of Russian 3 dropping 8, especially when your 3 can't get sustained pressure on a consistent basis. That has to change. They've made a lot of progress in securing much more talent in the secondary. But still, I'm not going to hype up that group either because I have to see that on the field. I do love Louisville's linebackers. That is a position that I think talent-wise – experience-wise, certainly. Yasir Abdullah is an absolute hit stick.
Monty Montgomery's coming back, right?
Monty Montgomery is coming back.
Right.
Keytrell Clark. And let's be honest. Those are the two best defensive players. And Louisville didn't have Monty Montgomery for three-fourths of the season. They didn't have Keytrell Clark for half the season.
Right. And
getting
also,
your two best players
Abdullah.
Back,
Yasir Abdullah went out early, right? I mean, I know – When did Montgomery go out? Did he go out the Central Florida game?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Third game of the season.
Yeah.
So Louisville, through the meat of their schedule, did not have two of their best defensive players. Now, would that equate to a win or two? Maybe. But still. But to answer your question, 5.5 I'm going over. 6.5 I'm leaning over.
Okay. Okay.
So for me, and I'm not going to – I'm not going to put myself on the hype train yet because I was disappointed with what we saw last year.
I
was on the hype train, and I'm going to take my foot off the gas a little bit. I'm going to go with, when we have our official predictions or whatever, I'm going to go with 7-5.
Okay.
And I think we're going to know how good or how strong this Louisville team is with their first six games, because the first six games, Louisville has a chance, I'm not saying it's going to happen, for your UK listeners, of going 5-1.
Okay, well, I mean,
they have a chance.
It's not an easy schedule. I've got it up right here. It's not an easy schedule right out the chute. I mean, you've got first game of the season, Syracuse, which you should win that, but you have to go at UCF.
That's going to make or break the year. In terms of, I don't want to say make or break the year, in terms of how successful Louisville's season could be, that's going to be a pivotal game on the schedule, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely, because they were a miracle interception away from losing that game last season. I mean,
absolutely.
UCF was driving, and that would have put you under 500 for the season. I mean, UCF was driving, and then Dylan Gabriel just threw it right to, I forgot the player's name, but threw it right, and he ran it back. Then you get Florida State, game 3, that's at home, and you've had success against Florida State. I'm still not sold on your boy.
Norvell.
Yeah, Mike Norvell down there. I'm not sold that he's even a good coach. I mean, that team stunk last year. They imploded before the season even started with some of the stuff coming out of that program. You should beat South Florida. You've had issues with Boston College. I know y'all beat them last year, but that's at Boston College, and obviously at
they return their starting quarterback too.
Yeah, they return their
that
starting.
Was hurt.
That was hurt. Yeah, Jerkovich. Is that his name? Yeah, Jerkovich. And then you go the second. That next game is at Virginia again, another team that Louisville's had their issues with here in recent time. So I mean, your first six games outside of, in my opinion, Syracuse, South Florida, Florida State. I mean, there's some tests there early on for Louisville.
And I think you're going to know, though, through those six games, because the back half of the schedule is much tougher.
Oh,
the
sure.
Back half. So this is when you have four or five preseason top 25 teams on the back half of your schedule. Louisville has to go. I mean, you could make the argument, if you want to win your bet of going over 6.5, you would have to think that Louisville has to go 5-1 in those first six games, because I don't see Louisville doing any better as it stands right now than 2-4 in those last six games.
Because you've got Pittsburgh, you've got Wake Forest, James Madison, that's a win. But then you go to Clemson, NC State comes to your place. They've been good lately. And then obviously you end the season at Kentucky, and that's been a tough game. You've gone to that game in the past. Are you going to go this year in Lexington?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No. Oh.
I have no. Listen, after the last two games.
Now, the last time you went was the Lynn Bowden game, correct?
Yes.
You were there for that. Okay. That's what I thought. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So all I can say is I was thankful to get an invite to a suite in that game, because the weather was absolutely miserable.
Oh, it's terrible. It was just cold and rainy. And that played – that season, Ethan, that played to Kentucky's favor so much. There were many games where they played in the rain and in the cold. Like, they played Louisville in the rain and the cold. They played Georgia in the rain and the cold. They didn't beat Georgia, but they were very competitive with Georgia for a lot of that game. Then you had they played, I believe, Missouri in the rain and the cold. And it was great because it limited the other offense. Like, we weren't going to throw the ball. There is no way. When you play in conditions like that, it's very difficult. So it leveled the playing field a little bit for Kentucky that it happened. Now, I don't know if there were prayers in to for the weather to be that bad. On my side, there definitely were. But I don't know if Mark Stoops and his staff were doing some extra rosaries or Hail Marys to get that weather to be the way it was during the latter part of the season.
That is, you make a point with how tough, that's a nice way of putting it, that game has been for Louisville. But I don't have any confidence that Louisville's going to go there and win that game because of what I've seen in the past.
Well, it's going to take Scott Satterfield a couple more recruiting classes, maybe like two more, to get that line where it needs to be on both sides of the ball, because that's where Kentucky is completely dominated. I mean, I remember watching that game last season, Ethan, and every time Will Levis ran the defensive line for Louisville's in the backfield. I mean, Kentucky's offensive line were driving them into the secondary every single play, and it's been like that for years.
I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to that, especially in the second half, so that's news to me.
Oh, I just hit a report. Because that's what I do. I'm a journalist, Ethan. I have to report things. I'm a journalist.
I had a lucky enough to get an invite to the suite at Cardinal. My buddy has a suite up at Cardinal Stadium.
Oh.
Was able to watch the game there, too. Let's just say I left early on midway through the third quarter.
Oh, okay. Well, you're another one. We have another – Andy and I have another mutual friend that he also – a big-time Louisville fan also left before the game was over. So
I'm not going to subject my that game makes my blood boil enough as it is. I'm not going to sit there and watch that. And, you know, when I could just avoid it and go home early.
Right.
I mean, I'm just not.
At least you're in a suite.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't even want to stay.
Right.
I didn't want to stay any longer. I just looked at my wife like, we need to leave.
We got to go, honey. Honey, start the car. We got to go. All right, a couple texts here before we take a break and then come back with the mixtape. Texter, that was a great game. Look, Lynn just scored again. Sorry, Ethan. That wasn't me. That was a texter. Texter says, the first half of the season will show us how bad Louisville is, and the back half will show us how good they are. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. that could be the case. Texter, hey, Rig, I'm a fellow old school wrestling fan myself. What do you usually watch when you turn on the WWE Network? Old pay-per-views or shows? That's a great text. Honestly, I like to mix it up a little bit. I've gone through all the WrestleManias. I've gone through all the Survivor Series. And I've gone, up till the Attitude Era. Like, after the Attitude Era, I stop. But I do go back and watch WWF Superstars every once in a while. And then WWF Saturday Night Main Event is also one of my favorites as well. I know, Ethan, that was a completely nerd conversation. I don't watch, just to be fair, I don't watch new wrestling. I just watch the old stuff on the Peacock app because it's for sentimental value. I was really into it when I was a kid.
whatever suits your fancy. You know what I mean? I never got into it, but, you know, more power to you.
When
you and Rummage have a lot of in-depth conversations about it because he's a big wrestling fan.
He is. Now, again, I'm not a new – like, I stopped basically after Stone Cold and The Rock in that era. Like, I stopped watching after that, and I took – my son's to a WWF Monday Night Raw this past winter, and it was bad. Like, it was nobody was there. The action was we left before the main event. I'll just put it that way. Kind of like the way you left the Kentucky game. I left Monday Night Raw early because it was like it was putting us to sleep. And the next day was a school day, so you know we had to get to bed. All right, Ethan, let's take a break. You want to hang out for the mixtape? Can you do that?
Absolutely.
All right, after the break, Avery will take her maiden voyage to the mixtape. How you feeling, Avery?
I mean, it's easier than Blitz.
Well, there you go.
Push as many buttons.
There you go. It's easier than the Blitz. I like your confidence. Mixtape coming up. We'll send you to your weekend. It's The Take here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Can I ask you something, Mitch? If you were an NBA player like that and you knew that were to be the case, would you date Kendall Jenner?
No.
I would.
And James Strebel.
Oh, Ground Daddy, you can say it on the air. Don't shake your face at me. This isn't... Your wife's not going to get mad at you.
Yes.
I'm saying if you're an athlete, you're not. You're a guy that drives a minivan.
Yeah.
Okay? your wife's not thinking, oh, he's going to hook up with Kendall Jenner.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, man, it's been a fun show. Thank you, Ethan, for hanging out today.
It was fun, man.
Have you seen the tweet? I just received the picture of you in your vehicle with the UK magnet to Ethan. Ethan, go Cats, John Calipari. Man, that's great. Like,
and I don't know how they put the magnet on there without me seeing it.
Oh, that's happened to me before. It's happened to me before. I actually used to work at a shoe store part time before I got married and started doing this. And it was I had the same thing happen to me. I'd go out to my car and I'd go home and there'd be a Louisville magnet on my car because I worked with Louisville fans. So that's par for the course. But that was a very, very funny picture. All right, everybody. It's the first time for Avery here on The Take, ESPN 680 105.7. On Monday, our guy, Andy Sweeney, the host of the show, Jack Grossman, they'll both be back, so the band will be back together. Appreciate Perrin Johnson this week. Appreciate you, Ethan, coming on today. This mixtape is dedicated to our good friend, colleague, Mike Pratt. This one's for you, Mike. So I hope it's a good win. And rest in peace, brother. We're all going to miss you. So here we go, Avery. Let's go. The mixtape.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay. So, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
Indeed it is. Oh, we're good. Yeah, there's the music. Yes, little Jay-Z. All right, Avery, fire away. She's like, it's coming, it's coming.
We can rap to the beat if we want.
We can't. Well, people don't want that for sure. If I'm rapping, radios will go off. For sure. Or maybe you're better than I am. All right, try to get Avery.
Nobody loves Dan more than I do. I was one of the first people to meet him when he came to town. I just want to hug him and put him in my pocket. But he drove the fans crazy with his eighth inning managing these two games. Oh, man. I'm just telling the truth. I'm going to use the dreaded CH word. It was a little chokish. They looked nervous to me, like they weren't really sure they could score.
Dan McDonald can't win the big one. Dan McDonald can't win the big one. Oh, and Jeff Walls can't win the big one. Make changes, Josh.
Wow, Rummage, what?
Yo, he wasn't serious.
I watched John Calipari be forced to keep the Harrison Twins in the game in a Final Four game.
Cost himself a national championship, and Kentucky fans will not argue that down.
No. Cost him not just a national championship, cost him something that would never probably in our lifetime be replicated.
Keep going. Yeah.
In 40 and up.
I can't argue that.
It would go down as the greatest season of all time, and there's no way. And then we would be sounding like this. Well, I mean, technically they were undefeated, but I mean, but the conference, it wasn't like they went there, you know.
No,
yeah.
Remember when they went to the Bahamas?
In the summertime, and I mean, they kind of lost that game, and so yeah, I mean, you know, and then they got a bad call here, and so it's like that's what that cost.
They're right. They got to agree with them.
In your locker room.
I know.
We're going to have
some. No, sir. I don't read your text because you're a jackass. Like, what do you want me to say?
Are they trying to grab your attention?
Yeah. Here, I'll give them to him real quick. It says, but those players come into college, play position. You're making Kamari Lance a guard. You spell guard wrong. Every single time you text us, you spell guard, G-A-U. Okay? That's part of the reason I don't read it. It's a shame that you all continue to misinform the fan base. No better than the Jurich lovers. Okay, do you hear that? Now listen, Kenny Payne and Danny Manning have told you Kamari Lance is playing the guard. There, are you happy now? I read your text. Guard is G-U-A, not G-A-U. And Kamari Lance is a guard. He's a small 4-2 guard. They've told the coaches and told you that.
Do you realize not one time have we mentioned publicly that the team last year won 12 games? MAGA Maven.
Sweeney, you're a honk, and you suck up to UK bums like a loudmouth and continue to, you know what, on Louisville. I'm done with your agenda, but once TJ is back, you all will be fried like catfish.
fried like catfish, Ethan. Keep them coming, Avery. Good stuff.
Louisville there is a 7'2", 5-star, top 20 big man on the campus that I sit on right now visiting Louisville. That is here on Kentucky's dime because he took an official to Kentucky. Kentucky paid for his transportation, and he drove over here. But please, let's continue. Marcus, you said someone who averaged 2 points a game and someone who was kicked off a roster as a first rounder next year. Dude, get off the crystal meth. That's his last text.
That's a harsh accusation.
Those seven guys.
Hey, crystal meth is a problem. It's nothing to be joking around about.
Aaron Bradshaw is not going to Louisville. You get the pity visit. Congratulations for the pity visit.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have mid-major transfers on this team. That's why I say people keep talking about Jared West and things like that. I'm like we don't have any mid-major. Like, we're talking about, like, all these mid-majors. We don't have any on this team.
Our comparison.
There's not one.
Our comparison of mid-major
JUCO,
guys,
I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
is L. Ellis.
Okay.
Who torched every, you know, when he got a chance to play, pretty much torched all the big teams. Was the most competitive person on the team.
We haven't even took.
Well, except for the JUCO
Jack!
That we have.
Jack!
Here it is.
Jack! That can't be real sound.
It's real sound.
He torched people when he got the, no he didn't. He had like 3 good games. Sidney Curry's a JUCO transfer. Kentucky has 1 mid-major transfer on their, one. Antonio Reeves is it. You guys got JUCO dudes. And you got JJ Trainer can't play basketball for the ACC. He can't. What are we doing, Jack? They don't have any guards. You have Mike James coming off an Achilles injury. You've got L. Ellis, who was okay at times. You don't know what Kamari Lanes is going to do, which, I mean, I guess it's better than nothing. But, man, you'd kill for – man, we asked this question last week. Would Louisville fans want Noah Locker? Y'all would beg Noah Locke to come back. I mean, you would want Dre Davis. Think of what they lost. Davis, Dre Davis, Noah Locke. Those three guys could play on this team right now, and they're not here. That's huge.
That's absolutely. Ethan,
I take him back.
Absolutely, you take Noah Locke right now, and I agree with you. You should.
As the roster stands now, I would take Noah Locke back.
100%. The only guy that left that you wouldn't take back, in my opinion, would be Matt Cross. Other than that,
I'm done with him.
Yeah, done. All right, keep him coming, Avery. It's a mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7 is the take.
They want somebody who's going to keep the propaganda machine going. Like, they don't want people asking real questions at these events.
Yeah. It's just rich Mark Blankenbaker talking
like
about
you
propaganda.
Are the propaganda machine. Yeah. You're the UofL sheriff. Of course. Of course you did. Yes. You want. Yes. Yes, Blank. The programs have propaganda machines. You're one of them.
Please, please let it pay off, Scott Satterfield. Don't let me leave. Hold the bag here.
Don't.
That Amish offense stomped your ass 3 years in a row that we've played you. So settle down.
You should have.
Yes, Scott Satterfield is your head coach. Quit getting. Don't puff that chest out until your coach is actually the coach next year. And you don't fall on your face and win five games. Keep that recruiting class together. Then come talk to me, big boy. You just got your. You just got 50 pieced. You got a 50 burger on your butt. How about that? Will Levis doing ills down five times in the end zone. Shut up.
I knew the shut up was coming.
How's that defense of yours with that Amish offense busting you? Lynn Bowden didn't throw a freaking pass and ran all.
Well, I would go with people thinking Will Levis is an NFL quarterback. That's what I would go with.
Well, that too, but you know, the Amish offense they wanted to bust on just ran, you know, scored another touchdown, and Lynn Bowden couldn't throw. Like, you and I could go out there and throw as much as Lynn Bowden did, and they couldn't stop him. Yeah, but your tummy's hurt. And Blake Cunningham still haven't finished a game yet. How about that? He hasn't finished a game as a player playing Kentucky. Sit on.
Sorry, Ethan.
You got,
I mean,
a 50
this
burger
is totally not you.
How
right
about
now?
That? Will Levis do kills down five times.
Oh, no, Avery. That was the part that got me fired up.
You got
up.
A 50 burger on your butt. How about that? Will Levis doing ills down five times in the end zone. Shut up.
Andy brings it out, Andy. What can I
I'm
say?
I'm the Louisville man.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm the Louisville man.
I think Louisville right now is training pretty heavily with DJ Wagner, and I could see, like I said, I could see Kentucky likes where they're at, so I think those two moves right there to me only make sense.
Okay, guys, and that seems to be the writing of the wall, but much to my detriment because I'm very heavy on DJ Wagner still at Kentucky, but it seems
that's the closest you've come to admitting that.
Well, when David Sis says it, Jack, I've got to go with my man Sisk. I mean, that's the plain and simple there. Got to go with him.
What are you going to do when DJ
I expect one school to get I'll one melt. Guy and the other school to get the other guy. That's just kind of my read on the situation. I think Kentucky probably gets Bradshaw, and I think Louisville probably gets DJ Wagner at this point. I got to admit it, Ethan. I'll melt down, but there's not much else I have left to say, Ethan. It seems like this is the writing on the wall. There's nothing else I can do about it.
You're right.
Damn it, Finkelstein! Damn it, Finkelstein! What are you doing to me? I mean, it's over, Perrin. It's over for me. I'm throwing the damn paper. I know I got to read. I got to tell you about Cincinnati Reds later on in Louisville City FC. I don't give a damn. I'm throwing the paper away. Congrats, Louisville fans. Congrats. We don't have a shot. It's over. It's over. I know that.
I missed that.
I know that. Like Jack said, you could do a little bit of both. You could do some Denny Crumby. I'll say that's John Calipari. You can't sit here, Louisville fans that are texting in, and tell me with a straight face that that quote didn't sound like John Calipari. You can't. I understand you're defending Kenny Payne and you don't want to be Kentucky Light, but that's what you are. It's just a fact. I know he played from Denny Crum. I know he learned from Denny Crum. But who is he with? Like, okay, I'll put it this way. Who did he learn coaching from? Who's he been with more recently? John Calipari. You like that, don't you, Ethan?
Yeah, a lot. It's threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, it was funny. You know, she told me she was going to do it. She goes, well, because I know Peter because they do a show on ESPN every Sunday. And so, yeah, Peter asked me to be on KSR, and, you know, I had no idea what it was. And he goes, well, it's kind of a UK radio show. And I was like, did you tell Peter? Like, yeah, they might not like you on there. And she's like, yeah, but I did it, and apparently it went really well. And yeah, it is funny. Her mom's side of the family is all UK fans, and her dad's side is all UofL fans. So they're always split.
No, that was Paolo Del Piccolo, Ethan, an audience soccer player for Louisville City FC, married to Katie George. He played soccer for UofL. Obviously, she was a volleyball player for UofL. She went on to KSR with Peter Burns while Matt Jones is out of town. So I had to ask Paolo about Katie going on KSR. Also, I'd be remiss to say that this is brought to you by Hightower Men's Clinic. They have that pulse wave therapy. Any performance issues that you may have, head over to High Tower Men's Clinic. No pills, no needles, pulse wave therapy. There you go. Keep them coming, Avery.
Our guy, Andy has something for you.
Okay, all right. So let's
from our girl Jessica.
From Jessica. Okay, let's go here. Yikes! those flowers are popping out, Jack. Those are some.
There's a snort.
Whoa! I can't look at that anymore. I'm going to get in trouble.
You're going to delete that text on your phone, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to delete the text on my phone. I'll start down roads and paths I don't want to go down. And nope. I'll just move on. I'll move on from there. I will move on from there.
The Good next man. Time that I wake up, it's going to be like we get beat out on a recruit by Tulane and Rice and, you know. East Portland State.
East Portland State.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Oh, Avery was out of the room. She had to open. I think she had to open the door for the inside Churchill Downs crew. That's Darren Rogers. Hey, Darren Rogers, what's up?
Just in time for the next day.
How has that baby not made her hotter?
Biscuit, damn.
Back to back.
Yeah.
She is the coldest pregnant woman I've ever met in my entire life.
Talking about Chrissy Banta.
Yeah, yep.
I don't care about the players. They make millions of dollars.
Wow. Biscuit doesn't care about the players. Biscuit, where you're a mainstay on the mixtape this week. Damn.
Four in a row.
We have been getting hammered by this.
I'm gonna wait for Phil Baker, but he's gonna get it. When you get after my man Spencer Brown, you might as well just get after me. So Phil Baker's Whoa. Gonna get it tonight.
Uh oh.
When I'm trying to have a great Sunday run, and my man just gets hammered for playing Boston, so I guess Phil Baker he's gonna get it.
Wow, Scotty D going after Phil Baker, Ethan. How about that?
All right, I'm going to see what's next Monday night going to be like.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be a little contentious, probably.
There's more Scotty D going for Phil.
Let's go.
Take that, Phil Baker. My man Spencer Brown. I stay behind him. I stand right with my man. Bellarmine grad, Spencer Brown.
Always love the low coach.
Dogs, my guy. Right on the air yesterday because he plays Boston. Because, you know, it's only Phil's music or no one else's. You're either old or you don't know. It's all Phil's world, and we're just all glad to be in the world.
I love Phil when he does the country song where he always inserts like a 90s R&B hip-hop artist just because it's a bit he does.
He dogs hilarious. You.
Curran.
My man music. Nick Curran. Now he'll be dogging me. Wow. Whatever happened to humility? I was running. Wow, I almost turned around and ran down here. My man Phil Baker. I don't know. Is Phil Baker listening?
He won't let it go.
No. I have yet to hear from him one way or another.
It's my lesson in loyalty to my man Spencer Brown. Who yesterday morning in a beautiful run just got blasted by one Phil Baker.
God. This is why Scotty D wins. He's so damn competitive, he doesn't let it go. This is why he wins. It.
Yes.
Coach Davenport, if you beat this game, well, I'm never talking to you again. Consider that a threat.
Sneak that in.
Yeah.
That's right. November 9th, Louisville versus Bellarmine. First game of the season for both teams. Let's go.
It's a little spicy matchup.
I'm like
gagging
it.
Now for the agency.
Dan, yes.
You got to listen to the people who actually are in tune, not for the people who were in tune 5 years ago.
Right.
And having them steer you all over the place, but who's in tune now?
Yeah.
And the people who wrote that letter and the people who are spreading all this misinformation aren't in touch with what's actually going on.
I'm not talking about people whose names are on the letter as signatures. I'm talking about people who wrote it or
Correct.
Whatever. By the way, Alabama
That's something I didn't get with you today on Ethan was the letter, the infamous John Ramsey letter. We'll save that for another time.
Fair enough.
Octopussy.
Octopussy.
Yo. What?
It is Diener and Blank, man. That's what they do.
Octopussy.
Octopussy.
What were they?
How long does it take for one person to smoke 3 pounds of weed?
Oh, four boy, pound here we of go. Weed.
Trish should be allowed to smoke his marijuana as he pleases, I believe. Especially as
just be smarter. Don't get caught tailgating someone when you have 3 pounds of weed
in
the car.
Like if he was in Louisville.
I swear, you have this vision of Richmond as though it's.
If he was in Louisville and he gets pulled over, they're going to say, are you the guy
city.
Who made that dunk to cap off Luke Hancock's 3-pointers in the net? Okay, you're free to go. Just try not to carry so much pot with you next time. Because if you go to Richmond,
I've lived in
they
these.
Will
good advice.
Blankenstoner. So, I guess Montrezl Harrell got found with 3 pounds of weed.
Ooh.
Well, see, you say, oh, like, I don't care. Like,
I don't care about it either.
Look, I think that amount would normally, I mean, I don't know the laws, but I think that's probably with intent to sell is the reason it's a class
felony. It's an assumed intent to sell, but when you have that much money.
Right, so I don't assume Montrezl Harrell is on the verge of selling weed. I assume he smokes a lot of weed.
I would say so. I would say,
you know,
that's when you have 3 pounds of marijuana, what do you buy? Bulk.
Not marijuana. I don't even understand what 3 pounds is. Like when somebody, I'm going to sound so freaking uncool. What is a quarter bag? How much weed is a quarter bag of marijuana? Is that a quarter pound?
So quarter ounce?
I don't, see, we're going to sound
so
stupid.
3 pounds of weed, 48 ounces?
Strikes me as, thanks, Mark. Yeah, thanks. So I could fill up three Coors Lights cans, okay, of the pints, of the twisties.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now I get a sense of how much weed that is.
That's great. That's such great sound.
We're smoking barbecue and joints.
Yes. Barbecue and joints.
I think I'll be headed for a late night snack there sometime soon. Plus, I'm going to go roll a couple of lines. I am going to be ready to go.
Roll a couple of lines. You doing cocaine?
But if you go to Tim Sullivan's Twitter page, this is a promoted tweet, which comes underneath. He just wrote, the last tweet he sent out was Notre Dame beat top-ranked Tennessee, the Irish headed to Omaha. And then right underneath it, under promoted tweet, I'm going to read it to you verbatim because I think it's compelling. Bent Carrot PD, a bend with a bump in your erection might be Peyronie's disease. Don't stay in the dark. Ask a urologist about PD and Xiaflex. Click for safety info regarding a risk of penile fracture. And full PI, and then there's a...
Well, speaking of that, don't forget Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermensclinic.com. Keep them coming, Avery.
That's a segue.
Hell yeah.
The first time I go tanning, Bob, completely roasted my butt. You think Nick's forehead's bad? You should have seen my buttocks.
What?
Patty ice.
Christian Gray... he gets mad because his significant other wants to essentially sunbathe nude. Oh. But anyways, so she gets, she starts. Oh. What is going on
it's
right
the plumber,
now?
The plumber
called.
Oh,
the plumber's there. Oh.
Okay.
Would you do it?
There you go.
There he's back.
There he is.
That's a good question. Was that I missed? Were you getting into nude beaches? Did you get into that?
Yes, that was my question. If the significant other, you guys are like on your honeymoon.
Yeah, would you?
Or...
No.
Uh-oh. We got a delay.
I missed the question.
Bob telling your robot's my favorite part.
I don't want to be spilling like chili on my, my bits. That sounds painful.
People's private parts. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a splash zone around.
I don't know if that's true or not.
The B show
my
is on one.
My dad takes little Patrick Ice, about 5 years old, up these steps, up the sand dune. We look out, and this, I'm telling you, this stuff is ingrained in my brain. I'll never forget it. I wish I did. Hell, it's probably what encouraged me to pose nude, I mean, that memory in the back of my mind being ingrained. So it is what it is, and 5 years old, I experienced a new beach, and my dad was like, yeah, we're going back. We probably should have listened to the cop.
I could listen to him tell stories all day long.
He's great. He's great at it, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Brother.
Keep him coming, Avery.
Benji's over here trying to spit knowledge and wisdom. He's like, Patty, just use a sock to cover the pickle next time, dude. This is common sense. Benji, this is 8 years ago. This is my first time doing it. I had no idea what I was doing, bro. I mean, it's not like I'm doing this all the time. I mean, come on now. Like, Benji, what are we doing, brother?
Not only that, I don't.
There's the brother.
Brother?
If you're going to be out there fully nude, you're going to be fully nude, and you're going to put sunscreen on it. You're not putting a sock on your junk while you're just, hey, everybody else is just letting it all out there. I'm putting a sock on mine.
This is a... I missed that segment.
I really don't need to be seeing all your junk next to my egg foo young. I mean, that's not, you know, that isn't, that's not cool.
I just think for safety purposes, that makes sense.
They dress for meals.
Egg foo young.
I don't know what this means. Texter says... Got a tam with a cod piece.
A cod piece. Do you know what a cod piece is?
No.
It's like,
you told me that once before. I forgot. What is that?
A cod piece.
It's the thing that protects your Willie Johnson, right?
Yeah, it's basically like it was like rock stars a lot of times have them. It's like, think of it as a very fancy cup. Like, and it usually is like a bejeweled and bedazzled, and it's just, but yeah, it
it's
goes
not a
over
bad
your boys and
wowzers.
Yes, but it's not like just a cup. It's like a, you know, like it, like bejeweled and stuff. Like it's gonna be looking like, you know, covered in rhinestones, and you know, think of like if Kiss and a cup went together. That's what you would have.
What's the point of that?
Well, because it protects and also shows attention to you.
And they were trying to stab your Willie Johnson.
Yeah, guys would try to stab your Willie Johnson. Or,
wow,
chances are you probably were had a lot of STDs and it covered them up, so it made everything look good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have made that second part up.
I think you did.
Oh my.
Debbie Moore, Saucy Santana. She could be, Saucy Santana could be one of my sauces for the stories about where recruits are going. You know the sauce. Booty, 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 booty. Now these are kind of lyrics that they change why. Bootylicious. Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and booty, 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 booty. This is what I'm saying.
Please, God, don't let us get sued.
That's so great.
Bootylicious, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and booty, 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 booty. This is what I'm saying.
Please, God, don't let us get sued.
Like it when he shakes his booty?
No, I don't. I think he gets the crowd into it. You can worry about his booty. I mean, just fine.
I just know that's what he's known
and
for.
He puts his hat
he's
on back.
Booty
Look,
shaker.
He's an entertainer.
I love the rationale booty. Behind it.
I do not like Nikki the Lip.
I don't think Streetel can sing the national anthem, so we don't have to worry about that.
Damn, Dan! Whoa! Taking shots!
Issel Missile.
Yeah, Issel Missile. There you go. Issel Missile. Chayden Sharpe's connected with guys like DJ Wagner and, you know, some of these hot recruits, and he talks to all the hot recruits.
Put it in.
Whoa!
Oh. How you doing?
Andy Sweeney drinks a crap ton.
Thank you, parent.
God bless America.
Yeah, that's right, Dan. Yeah. God bless America. All right, Avery, we've got about, 5 minutes left to go here with the mixtape. Let's go ahead and keep it rolling.
If you want this program to be, you know, great again.
Who's that sound like, Ethan?
I love Ellstown because it stokes the rivalry, and I have no problem
Whoa.
Because I know that you all are thinking about me. You're at a baseball game. You're
I'm
at a
your
basketball.
Kitchen.
Kentucky fans have some of the best attendance at Louisville athletic events. I mean, thank you so much for your attendance. We really appreciate it. When you give me an Ellstown, you let me know that I'm thinking about
I don't think Louisville fans give a damn about Ellstown.
Whoa!
Ooh. Might be nice to start out with a W, guys. You know, can we do
you make a point.
Yeah, can we do that? But also,
actually, you make a point. Yeah.
But also, I mean, if you look at what Syracuse does at home in September, I mean, particularly against teams like Clemson, it's not a walkover. You know, like for whatever reason, in September in the Carrier Dome, they are competitive.
I like how we just don't even act like that's a factor still, that they may not be eligible for the NCAA tournament.
Bless his soul, true. Mark Blankenbaker right now. I mean, he's in a sports funk or he's slowly turning into Andy Sweeney. It's one of the two. And I think it's two. Listen.
He's finally been infected.
I mean, he was so aggravated yesterday, and I said, Mark, he got a 5-star down there on campus now. And his response was, oh, another big. Like, hey, bro, I ain't got nothing to say. I don't know what, okay, conversation's over. Like, you know, I mean, but if we're sitting here in November and he's landed the number one player, another 5-star, then.
I'm just worried. I'm just looking around. I'm like.
You've definitely panicked.
Who's left? Like, that's the problem.
And not my job to know.
And, well, I know it's not your job to know necessarily. It's their job to know. But I just want it to be quality, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's an abundance of guards in the portal. I mean, they're going to be able to find a guard. But is it going to be a guard that's going to, like, you know, mm-hmm. press us forward into the NCAA?
That's your wheelhouse, Ethan.
I'd like to have another ball handler, and I think they'll find one. But I don't think it'll be like, I don't think it'll be some of the guards you got out of the portal that went to Baylor a couple years back or something like that. You're going to probably get more of a Jared West level guy.
Fabio!
Oh, no. I thought that was the whole thing you wanted to avoid.
No, but you get Amani Bates.
He personified what you wanted to avoid.
No, but if you get Amani Bates, you can afford to take a Jared. What you can't do is not get Amani Bates or a Malachi Smith or a Tyrese Hunter. Mm-hmm. And then take a Jared West level guy. Like, you can take a Jared West level guy if you've got top level guys, but if you're just getting Jared West level guys, it's not the same because you got value there, you know, for Quan Fours and guys like that. There's value there on the court for guys like that.
Not offensively.
No.
Somebody show Amani Bates the 2013 National Championship game. Show him the Siva Trey Burke foul. Let him know which side are you on here, Amani?
Let's just find out. Let's just get him here so everybody can calm the hell down.
My God, we're not going to have any guards. I'd like to have some guards.
Yeah, I would too, but, you know.
By the way, Scott Satterfield, get a defensive lineman in that class.
Whoa!
Yeah, I need a guard more than I need that.
Yeah.
I agree with Drew there. All right, Avery, how many more do we have?
We don't talk basketball with Mark Blankenbaker right now. But football, we
wait
will.
A minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait
we
a minute.
We do talk football.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Stop.
How many do we have left here, Avery?
About 20.
Oh, let's just do a couple more and then get Inside Churchill Downs on here next. Do two more, then we'll call it a weekend. Thanks, everybody, for listening today to The Take. Ethan Moore, thank you very much. All week long, Jack Grossman, Perrin Johnson, Avery Dill, thanks for your great job today. Two more sounds. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. We'll see you on Monday.
See ya.
I didn't expect you to have, like, an answer for me there.
We didn't take our meds today.
All right, there we go. That's all right, everyone. Have a good weekend. Signing off, Jack and Andy, back on Monday.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.